We would like to have the warm and cordial relations we have had for quite a long time with America. So we would like to see that kind of relationship continuing under the stewardship of Biden.
The U.S. government under former President Donald Trump had been concerned about a number of issues affecting relations between Lesotho and the United States. On the issue of human trafficking, there have been allegations of Lesotho official involvement in human smuggling and trafficking, which prompted the U.S. to move Lesotho to Tier 3 on the State Department's Trafficking in Persons report. Your reaction on this matter?
Right. On the human trafficking issue, the Ministry of Home Affairs is leading the fight against human trafficking, and I'm the minister there. We have done quite a lot as far as the recommendations of the U.S. are concerned. One, they asked us to amend the Anti-Trafficking in Persons Act of 2011 to remove options for fine should a perpetrator be convicted. We have taken that amendment to the National Assembly last year. It passed. We took it to the Senate last year. It passed. And now it has received a royal assent. In other words, it is the law as we speak in respect of somebody who is convicted of human trafficking.
Did your government investigate allegations of official involvement in human trafficking?
Yeah, as I said, the police officials are very hard on the heels of those government officials who are complicit in trafficking persons. As of now, we cannot say how many there are, how many the police has found. But one thing for sure is that they are working very hard to make sure that they find such people. Once that information is available, which I think it will be very soon, it will be known.
Even though the Africa Growth and Opportunity Act, also known as AGOA, is not part of a U.S. Foreign Assistance Program, but the U.S. can choose not to grant Lesotho this particular preferential trade access if you do not show movement in these areas. How concerning is this to your government?
Yeah, the AGOA issue is very concerning. If we will come to a point where the U.S. government decides not to support that program in Lesotho, quite a number of Basotho who are working in the factories, garment manufacturing factories, will lose their jobs, and that will be very sad. That is why we are working very hard to make sure that we address the concerns which the government of the U.S. has regarding our performance as the country. So I hope that we will avoid such a decision. We will avoid situations where the government of the U.S. will find no option but to think of suspending AGOA. So I think we won't get there.